All right, continuing our 2006 Toy Fair podcast for Raven Toy Maniac. This is Rob. Want to hit on Zizzle real quick. We don't really have a lot to talk about from Zizzle. Here's the big stuff that Zizzle's making. Of course, they've got the little Marvel minifigures. They're basically very similar capsule toys, if you're familiar with that. Just small, little unarticulated figures. They come in a little bag. You toss it in warm water, and the bag dissolves away, and inside are a couple of collectible figures. They've already done that concept with Marvel characters. They've done it with Disney characters. They've got Toy Story ones planned, and they're also going to be doing Pirates of the Caribbean versions of those too, which again are just little. They're basically like capsule toys, and you can collect them all that way. But you won't know what you're getting because they're pretty much blind boxed. Yeah, but the Marvel ones are already at retail, and so are the Disney princesses. And they're also going to do another Disney line that's going to have, like, the Toy Story in it, and then a Pirates of the Caribbean one, too. And, like, with the Zizzlingers, that's what they're actually called. The figures, at least for the Marvel stuff, they've also kind of got a little mini game that goes with it. So not only do you get the little figure, it's got information on the bottom of it, and you can use it for... you can use it to play an actual game after that, but I haven't had a chance to sit down and play it, so I don't want to tell you how it works since I don't really know yet. Other than somehow through magic, the bag will dissolve in warm water. It actually works in cold water too, just takes a little longer. I mean, not ice cold kind of water, but you know, cool room temperature, tepid perhaps. But along with that, the other big thing is going to be the Pirates of the Caribbean. Now, they've got a pretty extensive line of figures planned for Pirates of the Caribbean. First up, they've got a 2.5-foot Black Pearl and a bunch of 3¾-inch figures to go with it. They're also going to have a larger line of figures, and all these are planning to have action features. They've got a variety of play sets planned for it, where you can, like with little kind of a rod system where you can, you know, like you've done seen some of the Star Wars where the people can duel, where you can twist it around so that, you know, Jack can fight with, Captain Jack can fight with Davy Jones, and they're going to be also doing 12-inch figures along that line, and a mid-size figure. I want to say they're 6 or 7 inches. I think they're actually a little bigger than that. Somewhere there, I don't remember exactly what size they were. But different sizes, all Pirates of the Caribbean. This is really a line that's not, you know, like NECA's the one doing the real collector kind of oriented stuff. This is more of a line designed for kids. Okay, the sculpting is nice. It's not super detailed. It's not bad. It's just to keep in mind what you're getting. It's probably going to be a very nice line. It's definitely geared more for kids, but it's got a lot of play value. You know, all the play sets have action features. There's a nice variety of figures in it, and with the play sets and the large Black Pearl, you know, it'll have a lot of fun for people to play with. But again, it's geared more towards being fun for kids first. But it's still got a nice collector appeal to it. And this is a pretty short one because that's mainly all that Zizzle had that's really under the purview of the stuff that we cover. Now, they also do have one little thing. They're doing some role play stuff. I mean, so, you know, similar to stuff that Master Replica's doing except for plastic and really cheap is, you know, swords and compass and things like that. But keep in mind, this is all kid size. So if you're really short or you're a kid, you're going to love it. But otherwise, it's probably not going to work as well for adults. And remember, you got to look for Captain Jack on the pack. That's the marketing term that's going to be selling the Pirates of the Caribbean toys from Zizzle. So we'll try and get up more information as we go through our notes, but just kind of an overview. Not really a lot to talk about, but just to cover on those basic lines. But it's a nice-looking line. I think it's going to appeal to a lot of people. But again, it's not, you know, you're not looking at super hyper articulation or super, you know, incredibly detailed sculpting. It's just a nice, a nice movie line with a kid focus and towards play sets with action features and action figures with action features. And that's about it for Zizzle.